jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach. Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, I'm Googling right up to the starting bell here right now, folks. Sorry if I seem a little bit distracted here. It's just like always when I come down here to get ready to do the show, it seems like, man, something taps me on the shoulder on the way down the steps. And that happened to me here this morning, and I was trying to look for something over here online. Wasn't able to find it. Good Tuesday morning, I think it is. What is this? The 7th, 18th. Wow. 18th of July, 2017. God's not making another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to all of you here. Thank you for joining us this morning. A lot of crazy things going on. The world's on fire. The culture's disintegrating. Hey, pass the salt. Did you see the good news? I consider it good news. I don't know what's going to happen from this point forward. Guys, you do know this, don't you? That if the Republican Party were to get behind Donald Trump, it'd be amazing to see what would happen. There'd be a real chance, I think, for some change. But here's the way it works. I'm just going to lay this out to you, and then you can swallow it however you want to. We are seeing right now through President Donald Trump that there really is no difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. No difference. There's difference in style. There's difference in words that they use. There's difference in some of them. I mean, I think about Jimmy Jordan, who's he's head of the conservative caucus. He's from here in Ohio. Jimmy Jordan is one of the guys who bucked the original health care bill of came out of the House, Donald Trump. He led what's called the conservative caucus. I think there's some guys in there who really are honest, really want to do what's right. But the majority of people in Washington, D.C., they've sold their soul. They've sold their soul to the devil. You better understand this. I don't know if our friend JR is with us. Are you in there this morning, JR? I don't see him today. Maybe he's out taking a walk. JR spent a career as a working the latter part of his career in the pharmaceutical, working for a pharmaceutical company. And he said from the very beginning, he said, they're not going to repeal Obamacare. They're not going to repeal it. There's too much money. See, the lobbyists behind the scenes, here's what's going on. The Republican, all of them, Republicans and Democrats, are all so bought and paid that the medical profession wants Obamacare. And the reason they want Obamacare is because Obamacare is guaranteed business for them. Everybody has to have a health plan. Now, if you were a pharmaceutical company or you were a big medicine, wouldn't you like that? Big insurance, everybody has to have insurance. So they love it. So what we see going on is that Mitch McConnell and those guys are being, remember that for about 10 different times they voted when Obama was president, they voted 10 different times to repeal Obamacare. You know that, don't you? 10 different times, at least 10, maybe more. And now that they have a chance to actually repeal Obamacare, they won't do it because it's all a show. It's all a show. And so Mitch McConnell admitted last night that Obamacare, the repeal of Obamacare is dead. In the Senate, they don't have the votes to do it. Why don't they have the votes to do it? Because it isn't a repeal. It's not. It's just a remake of it. Because the big businesses, the big government, the big medicine, they have poured billions and billions of dollars into lobbying efforts and have lined these guys' pockets to get Obamacare passed. Don't you guys see that? Don't you understand that? So Mitch McConnell last night, who is certainly bought and paid for, Mitch McConnell said last night, well, that, you know, here it is. We're just going to have to vote on a repeal. Isn't that what the American people want? Just repeal it. Just repeal it. And then if they want to try to bring socialism back in and then replace it, then go ahead and do that. But repeal the daggone thing. The government has no business in healthcare. So that's the point that we've now reached. Now, I don't know if Trump's smart enough to figure that out yet. I think he's kind of moving that direction. But it's great, great news. If they do a repeal vote, just a repeal, no replacement, just repeal it. That's what I believe is going to happen. I'm not bogged down in it because I see how the game's played. And it's not just in Obamacare. Can somebody explain to me right now today why Planned Parenthood still gets money? We'll knock on the door here. That's why I knock on the window. Hey, can you explain that to me?
Oh, yeah.
Why is Planned Parenthood still funded?
Because pedophiles need bodies. That's why.
Hey, Vince. This stuff all connects. See, we don't want to talk about it. We don't really understand. See, there's this political world, and then there's the inner circle of the political world. And what we're seeing in the inner circle of the political world is what's being exposed right now. And I got all kinds of stuff. The left is scrambling, man. They're scrambling really, really badly. I'm going to show you some of that evidence. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, just to embellish a little bit on what you said. The media and the left have made a real good job out of villainizing big oil, big pharma, and, you know, what, big business in general. But one thing you haven't heard singled out is big insurance companies. The insurance companies control more money than all of the other big businesses combined.
That's right. See, and so the way the game is played is these lobbyists, they jump a lot of money into Mitch McConnell. I saw he has like $1 billion to divvy out to buy votes. I don't know if you saw that or not. $1 billion to divvy out to buy the votes of other Republicans. And so what Mitch McConnell says to the Chamber of Commerce and whoever might be saying, hey, listen, you're going to have to hang in there with me because publicly I'm going to have to be against it. Okay. I got to stand and be against it so the people think we're fighting it. But don't worry, behind the scenes, we're taking care. That's what's going on here. That's exactly what's going on. So let's not be ignorant of his devices and understand that the government, folks, hear me. If you've never heard anything now, hear me. You turn on Rush Limbaugh today. I listen to Rush regularly. Because I just want to know how the other side's thinking. And I don't mean Rush is on the other side, but I turn him on regularly. And Rush simplifies the whole problem in America to what? Republican, Democrat. He never wavers from that, Republican, Democrat. Never wavers from it. Now, does he know better than that? Is he bought and paid for? What is it? He never talks about. Of course he couldn't. Talk about the spiritual dimension. It's always Republican, Democrat, as if that's the solution to every problem. What we're seeing is, I saw fascinating, you can believe it, Alex Jones, or if not, it doesn't matter. I saw a clip yesterday. They've done some research on the logarithms. Now, I don't understand how logarithms work because I'm not really a mathematician. But back when I was doing it, it was second geometry 2, whatever it was. Or, I can't remember which one. One of them I hated in high school. I hated that stuff. Math. I hated it. They talked about logarithms, and that's a way that you are able to calculate and predict and by adding information in. And the logarithms that Alex Jones showed yesterday said that Donald Trump right now today has a 65% approval rating. Trump does. And the media is doing everything they can to tell us it's 35, 40, and they're jacking around all that because, see, most people who have the ability to think, understand, see exactly what's going on. Now, here's what's really going on. I'm going to show you some of this morning. Gosh, I wish I had 17 hours. I got so much in me. Lord, help me get it out. Here's what's going on, see. The left is in a panic. Now, when I say the left, I say the God-hating, demonic left is in a panic. They've been able to pull this charade on us now for at least 2 decades. And thank God for the internet, because the internet has now for the first time bypassed a lot of this lying stuff that's going on, that the truth is beginning to be exposed to us. And because the truth is beginning to be exposed to us, we are beginning to wake up now. We have to ask ourselves, do we have enough time? Is there enough time? And the left is really starting to moan and groan and complain. I'll show you here in a minute. About the unholy alliance of Trump and evangelicals. Huh? Oh, yeah. They're screaming loud and hard about that. Now, I can show you about 4 articles I have here this morning. I'm not going to do it because I just don't have time. four different articles. Please understand this. These articles are planted. Do you understand that? That the people who write the articles are planted. And now we're seeing on the left, the God-hating left, that the God-hating left is beginning to question whether or not evangelicalism has sold out to Donald Trump. See, they are now criticizing the church for finding a new savior. That's the tactic that they're now trying to take, okay? Folks, there is some unbelievable, crazy, crazy stuff going on. And we just have to have the eyes to see it. But the Lord would show us exactly what's happening. Anybody want to comment right there? Because I'm going to take us a couple places here this morning. Hey, Jared, dig out Psalm 94 for me while we open it up here, see if anybody wants to bark at me a little bit. Anybody?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, George. Good morning. Coach.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I was reading something the other day about a thing called a normalcy bias. And I think this is kind of interesting because, you know, I think most Americans have the conception that since nothing bad has ever really happened in our country, any major event, that it will never happen. But I'm telling you, this stuff that's going on in our government and everything, it can't be sustained forever. And people better get prepared. They better wake up, because one day they're going to wake up and something will have happened that will change our lives forever.
It'll be economic, George. It'll be economic. That's where it's going to be. Yep. And by the way, did you see the earthquake? Big earthquake?
Yep.
Now they're talking about a tsunami coming down through California. Listen, man, this crazy stuff going on. Crazy stuff. And I don't want to get distracted by all that. But what George just said to you is absolutely the truth. And it's going to happen quickly. It's going to happen in an instant. Something is going to happen that's going to radically transform everything that we see going on. And this whole I don't want to be a doomsayer, but wouldn't the destruction of the American government, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to see? Now, it will have cataclysmic impact. But oh, my goodness. To break up that deep state, that cabal. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Hey, folks. Righteous people get tempted by power. Righteous people. Can you imagine the unrighteous? Can you imagine what happens in the heart of an unrighteous man when he gets a hold of power? Wow, that's what's happened to us. Why the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Remember that Psalm 2? We'll show you a better Psalm today, though. Psalm 94, if you want to tune there. Jared's got us there right now. I got some great stuff today. Hang in there with us. Anybody else want to say something? I kind of cut George off after I opened the queue there. I see the – hey, Bobby, I watched a couple of your videos last night, man. Hey, Bobby, you know what's good? I feel you, Bobby.
Yeah.
I feel you, man. And that's a good thing. Because you see it. You see it, don't you, Bobby? And you say, what the hell is wrong with us? What the hell is wrong with us? And we let this go on. Right, Bobby?
Yeah, I live it and breathe it. I see it. I'm in the middle of it.
And it's not that complicated to figure out.
It's very simple concepts. It's. I don't understand why people have such a hard time understanding simple concepts. The destruction of the family, especially, sometimes over simple concepts, I'll be asked to leave and not return. Things as simple as the excessive video game play. Some parents will say that it's okay to be on a game system for 14 hours a day. And there are therapists out there that say, oh, well, that's just a coping skill. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to give him a safe space so he doesn't tear down the house.
Because it's – Bobby, you did that video of 500 kids rioting. Where is it? Was it in Chicago, Bobby? Where was that video that you –
No, that was in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia. 500 teenagers – Yeah. Picture this, folks. Picture this. What if every teenager in the city of Philadelphia hit the streets and was throwing rocks at the police? Bobby, what would the police be able to do?
Well, they stood down. They literally let the kids for a few hours rant and rave, throw glass bottles, do their thing, and they de-escalated it. Now, can you imagine if a cop or cops started firing on those kids? Philadelphia would be burning today. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, not just Philadelphia, Bobby. L.A. would catch on fire, and Chicago would catch on fire. Yep.
That could have been the spark of a nightmare scenario all across this nation because of idiot kids produced by idiot parents with lack of men in the home. So, but, you know, it would have, and to take it deeper, what would have happened if those kids, if a kid or kids would have had some guns, and they may have, and fired on the cops? The cops would have been justified to fire back, but yet the cops in this would have been blamed for this out of control behavior of these kids that literally basically started the next Civil War.
Yeah, that's right. It could happen in an instant, couldn't it, Bobby? I'm looking right now for that video you showed me, those 500 kids. Because you didn't see, I didn't see it on the news. Do you happen to have that thing close, Bobby?
I'll have to.
It doesn't matter. I got your video, but there was one, a news report of it.
Right.
Was pretty, folks, why the heathen rage, baby? Why the heathen rage? Something crazy is going on. Hey, Joe, I see that Silver, you got your mic open. You want to say something, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to, if you haven't seen it, PragerU has a video concerning healthcare.
And it
simply explains a lot.
Yeah.
If you don't understand economics, it makes it very, very simple.
Amen.
And
amen.
Right, there cannot be healthcare like that on a government scale.
I just got so many topics I want to cover today. So let's do this. Let's dive into the word here real quick, okay? And for those of you out there who wonder, we pray before we go on the show, and I could pray again just to make a show of it. But I hope you're praying the whole time. Lord knows we need prayer, but we need, the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Not those little 2-cent prayers you throw up, the effectual fervent prayer. Are your prayers effectual? Are they fervent? Are you righteous? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It just doesn't say any prayer you throw up avails. No. It says God's word will not return void. It doesn't say that he's going to answer every prayer you throw up. Even though you heard the country and western song says, sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayer. Well, that sounds good, but that's, God's not obligated to answer every prayer, okay? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, just and paralleling that, you just mentioned it. The Bible does say that his word will not return void. Almost.
His word.
It really says his word that proceeds from his mouth will not return void.
Right.
Satan can speak God's word all he wants to, and it ain't going to do diddly squat.
Man, we got a lot to learn, don't we, folks? Aren't you glad you tune in here because you get a different perspective on it? Hey, listen, Matt, if you're listening out there, Matt, you send me an email, and I return answer on the email, and it bounces back to me that email's not – it's happened 3 times in a row. I don't know if you're getting my response, Matt. You send me an email, I respond to it, and it bounces back to me, and I cannot get it through your Yahoo account, so I send it through the SBC Global. So if you're not getting – if you think I'm not answering you, I'm sorry, I am. We're in Psalm 94. Is that what I said? I got to find Jared now here on my screen. I can't find where he is. Where are you, Jared? And Sarah? There he is. Okay. It's going to take a little bit of time here, okay? Psalm 94. And I'm going to try to read this without preaching. By the way, we've got 13 people in here. We've got room for a whole bunch more of you. Come on, jump in here. This could be your day to get in here in the queue and rub elbows with us. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Boy, I could stop right there and preach. Psalm 94, verse 1. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. He says it twice. Show yourself. He says, Lord, come on, man. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, and render a reward to the proud. Wow. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? Is that a picture of today? Huh? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and they afflict thine heritage. Oh, Lord, I could preach right there. They slay the widow and the stranger, and they murder the fatherless. There you are, Bobby. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will you be wise? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that forms the eye, he ain't going to see this. He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? And he that teaches man knowledge, shall he not know? Oh, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the man, and that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teaches him out of the law. Could it be that the Lord has judgment on us because he's not chastising us? Would that be the judgment of us? He's just letting it go on and on and on? Blessed is the man, well, I'm on 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return into righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow. Shall follow what? Righteousness. Look at this, verse 16. You listening out there? Who will rise up against me, for me, against the evildoers? I'm going to pause and let that sink in a minute. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? I thought we're all on the same team. I thought God loves everybody. I thought we're all children of God. Unless the Lord hath been my help, my soul almost dwelt in silence. Ooh! Is your soul dwelling in silence? When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. And then multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you, which frameth mischief by law? There's Congress, boys. Right, then we'll read that again because you missed it. You missed it. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with God? They frame mischief by law. They make evil things legal. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. Wow. What a profound writing this is. The Lord's my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and he shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yeah, the Lord our God, he's going to cut those dudes off. Man, who will rise up against me, against the workers of iniquity? What a question, huh? Wow. Okay, so I got some stuff I want to share with you. Anybody got a comment there on Psalm 94? Had you ever seen that before?
That was beautiful. Hey, so
isn't that something?
I'll say this. Someone released the information that our representatives are allowed to inside trade, if you can believe that.
Yes, right? They are.
I still don't believe that equates to the fortunes that they all have. Like, for example, Maxine Waters and the mansion that she lives in, surrounded by slums.
Right. On a government salary.
Right, exactly.
So the wicked are doing that to us, right? And see, it's like Bobby. Bobby gets upset because he sees what's going on. So this shouldn't be going on. And he asks the question, what the hell's wrong with us? Why are we letting this stuff go on? Well, why are we? Why are we letting this stuff go on? I want to show you something. I'm going to show you some good news here. If you give me a chance, you hang with me. Jared, let's go to, pull up there. It says right wing watch. You know, I make fun all the time because we have a right wing watch, right? But I want to show you something that you probably haven't noticed. I know you haven't noticed it. Okay, look at this. This was written by Julio Severo. I don't know him. And I'm not going to read down this whole thing, but I want you to catch some things that he says here. Right wing watch of People for the American Way against Julio Severo. Now, Julio is getting featured on Right Wing Watch. You know we're on Right Wing Watch. We have our own section there. And there's some picture of Right Wing Watch. But what Julio says, which is really important, Jared, if you can make this big, I want to point out some things to you. It says right at the very top, Right Wing Watch, a major American, there it is, thanks, Jared, socialist group, has for several times since 2004 focused on my articles published by the conservative website Barbed Wire, and it has exposed them to the U.S. left-wing audience for politically incorrect views. Okay, now hang on, understand this. Right-Wing Watch is a subsidiary of People for the American Way, which is communism. Okay? People for the American Way. So the job of Right-Wing Watch is to explain to all the God haters what Christians are doing. That's all this website is about. We're on there, by the way. We have our own section. Slide on down there, Jared. Right-Wing Watch exposed at the same time Melania Trump, Tom Delay, and Eric Rush for just for expressing conservative views hated by the U.S. left. Now I could go down there and I could read all this. We'll give you the link. You can read it. Here's the point that I'm trying to get you to see. The job of Right-Wing Watch is to expose to the left the techniques that the right is using. Now, we read the articles that they post about me and to others. We laugh about that. Ha, ha, ha. But see, first of all, they don't understand. They don't have the Spirit of God. They can't understand the things we say, the things we do. They don't understand. And so they want to expose us as idiots and fools to those on the left. Right-Wing Watch, it's a subsidiary of People for the American Way, okay? Now, this article, I just wanted to see that. Jared, I want you to pull up now to parallel this. Let me get it up here on my screen, but I'm sorry. Go to where it says stuff, Jared. And just pull the third one down, says Right-Wing Watch. Just click on that, Jared. This is their, remember I joke about it? Here's Right-Wing Watch. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Okay, now look, folks. Let's just read this. Now, read this from their perspective. They are writing every day telling the God haters what we are doing. That's the whole purpose of this. Now, they make it look like they're making fun of us, but believe me, they're not. They're not making fun of us. Okay, look at the most recent, it says here on their screen. Well, look, there's a picture of Trump and Putin. What's it say? How the religious right's love for the lion of Christianity, Putin, is helping to shield Trump. Okay, now most recent right-wing roundup, how Trump is changing American Christianity. Right-wing bonus tracks, homosexual sympathizers will be annihilated. James Darlow says gay marriage represents demonic happening in our midst. How the religious right's love for the lion of Christianity, Putin, is helping to shield Trump. Scroll on down this page, Jared. So I want us to get a feel of what's going on here, okay? Understand they are telling the enemy what we're doing. Rodney Howard Brown prayed over Trump and ordered to pervert a planned attack on our president. Todd Starn flips out on the treasonous Democratic jackals who are foaming at the mouth to execute Donald Trump Jr. Trump wants to repeal the Johnson Amendment so right-wing pastors will be free to talk about how much they love Trump. Trump's Election Integrity Commission gets another vote suppression superstar. Go on down, Jared. That's all this page is. That's all they do. Oh, look here, more stories. Pat Robertson, Democratic operatives were behind Trump-Russia meeting and want to get caught. Grassley still pretending that his Supreme Court blockade was a master of principles. Cindy Jacobs, Scott has a skilled surgical precise solution in place to neutralize the threat from North Korea. Right-wing bonus tracks, the devil hates praying Trump. Right-wing roundup, the perfect pastor for Trump. Sam Rohr completely undermines the religious rights case. Do you understand this entire page is nothing more than an expose to the left of what Christians are doing? That's all this is? Now, time out a minute. Can somebody tell me what's our version of this? Who will stand up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? What's ours? Focus on the family? What's our version of this? You know what's becoming? I'm going to have her on the show later on this week. The activist mommy. My buddy Elizabeth Johnson, she posted a video. We showed it yesterday. 8 million. She was on CBN Live yesterday talking about that. Why isn't the church not leading these kind of attacks? Why is the church not informing people what's going on? Where is the left-wing watch website? Somebody help me. Where is it? Where's the left wing website? Left wing watch. Telling, informing us all of what's going on in the schools. Oh, there is a left wing, a CNS News, left wing watch homepage, basically. There isn't one, is there? Huh? No, there's not. And so here's what's going on, see? The left is very well organized and informed. And if you go to a Christian website, you're going to get some preaching by Tony Evans or John MacArthur or some 17 ways to have a 17 new blessings in 17 years. And then in the meantime, the world's on fire, the culture's disintegrating, and we're sitting back. What, Bobby, we're watching all this stuff go on as if we are powerless to do anything about it. And I'm going to tell you this, Bobby. I'll tell anybody that's listening. I don't know this to be a trap. I'll bet Todd Starnes, just guessing now, Todd Starnes doesn't have anything to do with Rodney Howard Brown. And then Rodney Howard Brown probably doesn't have anything to do with Sam Rohr. And Sam Rohr doesn't have anything to do with David Barton. And Dayton Barton doesn't have anything to do with Kevin Swanson. And no, what, you understand what I'm saying? They are so unified in their attack on Western civilization. Not us, man. No, not us. Oh, no, they speak in tongues. That Rodney Howard Brown, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, that holy laugh. Yeah, but he's fighting hard against the forces of evil. Yeah, but I can't. I'm sorry, I can't lock on to that, brother. Hey, am I missing it here, fellas? Am I missing it? Wasn't it Jesus? Oh, Lord, God is so good. Wasn't it Jesus when he was standing out there with his disciples? Some of the disciples came up to him and said, Lord, there are guys over here that are casting out devils, and they're not even part of us. Make them stop. They can't do it. They're not part of our group. Does anybody know what Jesus said? Did Jesus say, oh, go over and shut them down? Oh, that's blasphemy. Go shut them down. What did Jesus say? Did anybody know? What did Jesus say?
If they're not against us, they're with us.
Portia, they leave them alone. They're not against us, they're for us. Rodney Howard Brown against us? Who's he for us? Cindy Jacobs? I don't know Cindy Jacobs. She for us or against us? And see, all we want to do is we want to sit back and shoot those that are for us because we don't like the way they do it. Well, they believe in speaking in tongues. Oh, crap. Are you kidding me? Oh, don't have anything to do with them. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Really?
Hey, Coach.
Larry.
Yeah, that scripture where you just mentioned, absolutely true, because it's right there in the Word. But there is also a balance to that scripture. And that's when Jesus told them, says, if they are against us, they're not for us. And both things are true. Because both things reveal the simple, basic truth, and that is there are only two sides.
Two sides, man. You're either for us or you're against Jesus. Right? You either gather, you scatter, right? You can't ride defense in this battle. So I want to expose this. I felt like I wanted to do a little bit of cultural stuff this morning just because it's everywhere. I got to show you this because a lot of us were in Columbus at the Gay Pride Parade. Listen to me. You do not understand. I'm telling you, you do not understand the providence of the Lord. Okay? Those of you who are listening right now, who were with us in Columbus at the Gay Pride, there was a protest that broke out literally right in front of us. Black Lives Matter broke out right in front of us. Right in front of us. Now, that parade route was about 2 miles long. There were 500,000 people marching or downtown, not all marching. Parade took over 2 hours. Yet this event literally happens at our feet. Jared, give me an amen. Sarge, give me an amen. Tell them I'm telling you the truth. Jared, don't amen. Leave me hanging.
Amen.
Amen. It happened right at Ray. It happened right at our feet. Did it not, Ray?
That's for sure.
It happened in that whole parade. It happened right in front of us. Well, look at this. Look at this little news blurb. Hey, Jared, the first one I sent you, Stonewall protest. For the first time, you don't see this happen very often, the enemy is publicly fighting with each other. Look at this. Blacks express anger at Stonewall over treatment, Pride Parade protesters arrest. Folks, listen to me. The left never fights the left. They never take on each other. I'm going to say that again. The left, you never see the homos arguing with the pro-aborts, ever, ever. They don't do it. You never see the tolerance folks arguing with the Muslims, ever. They understand the principle that we don't understand, that if you are not against us, you are for us. They understand. I'm going to show you a little fracture. A little fracture. Because ultimately, when you get down to minority groups, ultimately you keep whittling it down, keep whittling it down. It's all about division. That's all it is. But look, this one last night. This is last night's Columbus Dispatch, our local. Scroll down a little bit, Jared. Here's what they're mad about. Are you ready? The Black Lives Matter folks, so this happened right in front of us, the Black Lives Matter folks are mad because they said Stonewall is not, well, make it bigger, Jared, so I can read it. Stonewall Columbus, which is the homosexual group, they are the homosexual mafia. Stonewall Columbus said they wanted to hear people's concerns about racism, transphobia, and homophobia on Monday night, and well, they got it. Maybe even more they asked for. After a peaceful demonstration outside the forum at the Northland Performing Arts Complex on the northeast side, more than 100 LGBTQ people of color. Now you're getting this now. Now they're dividing this group into colors. The LGBTQ people of color took their complaints inside the building to show their support for the protesters arrested by the Columbus police a month ago for blocking Stonewall's Pride Parade. Hey, Ray, where did that happen again? Where did that blockage happen again, Ray?
Right at our feet, that's for sure.
Right at our feet. Right, Sarge? Right at our feet? Yep. Dressed in all black. The protesters flooded the Performing Arts Center chanting, Stonewall should have done whatever, dropped the charges against Black Pride for. In other words, these people who were arrested for blocking the parade now come to the homos and say, come on, why are you being mean to us, Willis? They want them to drop the charges. But unlike the Pride festivities, no one was arrested Monday night, though tensions ran high at times. We understand we hijacked the community conversation. All said Ripley Bennett, listen to me, one of four arrested who are going by the nickname Black Pride 4. If any of you didn't come for this, you can go. In other words, you ready? Four people, maybe 12. I don't know how many people were in that protest. It was right at our feet. Hijacked the entire Stonewall meeting. And hijacked the entire meeting. Four people! Could Christians hijack the Stonewall meeting? Well, never entered their mind to do it. Why would they do that? But before any of them considered leaving, Bennett asked the group to think about whether they were at the event to hear firsthand how some in the LGBTQRSTUV community feel marginalized or simply there to ease their guilt. While a few people left, most of the approximately 200 people in attendance chose to stay to hear what the group had to say. Yada, 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 yada. See, listen, even minorities within the minorities control things. What is wrong with us? Who will stand up against the evildoers? Hey, Ray, do you think there were some evildoers at that parade, Ray?
Only about 500,000.
Some evildoers there, bud. Who's going to stand up against them?
Gideon's army.
I'm showing you this, fella. We could go and read down the rest of it. I don't want to take the time to do it. There's some cracks in the armor. Some cracks in the armor. We're not smart enough to recognize it. Do you understand the power of the church? Do you have any idea Do you understand the power of two Christians standing alone with Christ in the midst of them? Do you have any idea the power? Do you have any idea the power of 50 Christians? Do you have any idea the power of 100 Christians? Do you have any idea the power of 500 Christians? Do you have any idea the power of 5,000 Christians?
Hey, Coach.
We're arguing with each other over theology. Yes, Arj.
You got to tell the Paul Harvey rest of the story about our Coven friend and what happened to her.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, she probably listens, so I don't want to give her too much credit. In fact, Sarge, I'm going to save that for another day because I'm going to tell you, you won't believe what she did. You won't believe it. I don't want to. She's listening. I'm just going to save it for another day. Thanks for the heads up and remind me to
hey,
save
Coach.
That. Yeah.
You know, Coach, it seems to me as we read scripture that most of the time God did his greatest miracles through the fewest number of people, never mm-hmm. the masses.
Never. We can't even get people to stand up and show up, George. We can't even get them to stand up and show up. Do you understand? Four people who arrested, hijacked that. Do you understand that the most powerful force in all of Columbus, Ohio is Stonewall Union? Let there be no doubt about it. They are the most powerful force in the city of Columbus, the homos, Stonewall Union. And what happened? The minority blacks came in, and what did they do? They wrest control of that meeting away from the demonic homos. That'll make right wing watch. Demonic homos. We're Christians. Oh no, we have nothing to do with the unfruitful works and darkness. Okay, what did it say again? Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? By the way. I'm looking at that. There's two question marks. Those aren't just statements. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Question mark. Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Another question mark. Is that a rhetorical question? Okay, you with me? Doing okay here today? Got a quiet crowd on my hands. Jared, let's go to the next one then. Conservative socialism. I came across this blog writing this morning. But man, is that good. I've got to find where Jared is now on my screen here. Jared, you used to be right there. Oh, there you are. I don't know why you're in the middle of the screen here all of a sudden. Okay, Jared, you got it up there? The subterfuge of socialism. Now, hey, Jared, help me out here. I've got the screen of the people on the side here. Keeps me from being able to read. Let's see, does that remove them? Ah, that did it. Good. Okay, good. Okay, this was written Monday, July 17th. Socialism. Them doubling back now to Harry Reid. Medicine. All right, I'm doubling back. You understand most Christians like socialism? You get that? Most Christians like it? You understand that most Republicans are socialists? You understand that? This was written by, I'm trying to find it, it'll be at the bottom. At the top, he's entitled The Christian Mercenary. It says the nation was founded on God-given right of liberty. All things being weighed against that right, tyranny, oppression, and suppression are evil and must be opposed. What was that verse again? Who will rise up for me against the workers of iniquity? Here's what he writes. If you feel like you're being attacked every time you walk out the door, we are. The part of freedom that no one born after the 1970s can possibly understand is how much our fellow citizens, at the behest of their collective puppet masters, have entered our lives and decided what we were able to say, what we were able to think, and what we are able to do. This is a direct attack, not on your house or your car, but on you specifically as a human being. Can I stop here a minute? when we were at the inauguration, took a church van, traveled around the church van. You know what happened to me yesterday? I got three tickets for running, what do they call that? Toll booths. Now, anybody's with me? No, I didn't run any toll booths. Okay? But listen to this. talking about Liberty, right? They sent me three different warrants running toll booths. Ready? $1.70, $2.10, and $1.80. However, each one carried a $50 fine because I didn't pay it. Now, what's my recourse? Now, anybody who's with me knows I didn't run through any toll booths. I didn't do that. I didn't run through any. Did I miss something? I don't know. They can tack on $50 fine because I ran through $1.70. What? Subterfuge of socialism. Stay with me. So people like to think about government as an amoeba. But it's populated by your neighbors. Don't you understand that? The ones who go to meetings and the PTA. They're the sort of people who lust after a spot on the homeowners association board. As I've said elsewhere, the people in power are hardly ever the people who should be. There's a particular mental disorder that seeks power. Most of them are rapists and vandals. This is not aimed at cops, but it does not exclude them either. To a great degree, I'm talking about three Rhino County commissioners in Custer County, Colorado, where this guy lives. They are a symptom of what has begun as a sneaking communism that Matt Bracken pointed out in Lies of Omission, the Gramscian theory of communism that hides very well inside socialism until, like an alien, pops out of the chest having consumed the heart of the community. See, communism has masqueraded as Obamacare. It's going to pop out and we're going to see what it's for, what it really is. This isn't very long. Stay with me. For far too long, the citizens of this nation have allowed the socialist communist faction to thrive inside this republic. And for some very good reason to start with, but those reasons are looking worse all the time. One of them is the idea that no matter who put forth the idea of socialism, that no American would ever go along with it. So let them talk, let them destroy themselves. Well, that hasn't worked very well because there are incredible amounts of idiots and bonus seekers bred into America through accepting socialist concepts like Social Security, Medicare, and two embedded debt bombs just waiting for enough people to gather around before they go off and kill everyone. Socialism, Social Security, socialism. Socialism is communism light. What I'm getting at this communism has been allowed to flourish this nation as a form of benevolent socialism for 100 years, all the way back to Woodrow Wilson. President Broughton purchased by the big trust of previous century without regard to his politics, which were ultimately devastating because they were intentionally so. Read anything Wilson wrote and you will see the roadmap and how we got to where we are. Robert said he got one also. $5 and costing 50 to pay it. Yeah, I know, Roger. Yes, we are to blame because we thought freedom was being free, that exercising freedom was the whole point of it all. We walked our own paths, expecting to be left alone, expecting common decency and mutual respect. That made us easy targets for those seeking something for nothing. Our Christian nature of charity handed them another lever to the public treasury. With all the benevolence of trying to mind our own business, we threw the doors open to the church and the treasury. And is it any wonder that we have been defrauded by communist pastors and robbed by everyone else? They have slowly backed those who knew how to use freedom. They have slowly backed those who knew how to use freedom into a corner. It is time to come out swinging. Being quiet has not stopped them, and to be honest, screaming won't do any good either. What we see when we look out at our lawns and shiny cars is a nation already divided into the payers and the payees. The payees not only want to take everything you have, they're looking for payback for all the injustices of being a payee, short of getting a job or shutting their mouths. They're looking for the people who built this nation and want to make them pay. They want to insult them as much as they want to break their bones. Hang with me. He says, I bring up Custer County, Colorado, simply because, listen to this, it is a county that's 80% conservative constitutional. And it has been completely hijacked by fraudulent candidates. Liberals who know they could not win a seat in the county as a Democrat, so they switched their party affiliation and vote to pass vicious liberal ordinances to confound and demoralize the citizens. That's the mentality we have been dealing with while we try to pursue the simple pleasure of life without having a confrontation at every stop we make. Somebody say amen. The crux is one cannot be a socialist and have no agenda. The whole agenda of socialism is communism. That is a subterfuge of socialism. It's a trick and a lie. That just ain't neighborly. When I was a kid, I heard one axiom that made a lot of sense. Good fences make good neighbors. Maybe today it has to change like everything else. How about this one? Good fences and firearms make good neighbors. And lest I be too vague, 80% of Republicans, 80% of Republicans are liberals, socialists, and communists. They just don't understand the definition. Our nation has turned into a cesspool of communism. This is a Soviet-style system already. So maintaining the Soviet nature of it does not make one conservative or even a patriot. Hey, Jared, pull up the Ten Commandments. I don't care if it's out of Exodus. I don't care. Pull it up. I want to show people something. That's profound, isn't it? Huh? See, the Republicans aren't rhinos. They're not Republicans in name only. That's what a Republican is. That's what a Republican is. What do Republicans become? We let them take the word Christian and make it conservative. That was good, Jared. See, well, we're not Christians anymore. We're conservatives. We're conservatives. Jared's right there. Number 10, Jared. Yeah, go back there. That was a good picture of it. Number 10. Hey, George, can you read number 10 for me there? I want to make sure the screen's working. What's it say, George? Get right there. Hold it there. What's that say, number 10, George? Give a small screen. How about Joe?
Yeah, I can't read it.
How about Silverman with that deep voice? What's number 10 say there, Silverman?
All right, I'll answer for him. You shall not covet.
You shall not covet. What's covet mean? We know what it means. In fact, if we looked at the actual... Hey, Jared, let's go to Exodus 20 and let's bring up the actual 10th commandment, okay? Let's bring it up. There it is. That's it. In Exodus 20. I think it begins in 12, I think, Jared. Go on down. Yeah, there they are. Well, I need to do a show on the 10 commandments. No doubt about it. Okay, let's stop right there. Verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that belongs to your neighbor. Can somebody explain welfare to me? Can somebody explain Social Security to me? Can somebody explain Obamacare to me? The violation of the Ten Commandment is they want Silver Joe to pay for their stuff. The violation of the Tenth Commandment. And who is the greatest purveyor of it? The government! The government! No, hang on. Right after the church. Because the only reason the government's able to get away with it is because the church approves it. Lord, do I have to say that? Okay, I'll say it, Lord. What do you think the tithe is? Wait a minute. See, if I have to give a tithe, I'm under the law. It's a legal demand like paying that toll. They make me feel guilty if I don't do it. And who's the one that's worried about me paying the toll? Who's the one that's worried about me paying the tithe? What, the one who receives it? They're coveting my tithe. Somebody say amen so I know I'm not alone here. Please, somebody, help me out here.
Amen.
Hold on. Amen.
You tell me churches aren't coveting? Coach? You tell me they're not?
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
We gave a gift one time that the Lord had told me to give. We had received a major blessing, and the Lord told me how much and everything, and I gave it to the pastor, and we was all friends and huggy.
Mm.
And, you know, so I looked it up. I mean, I really did some kind of studying on what tithing is. Tithing is 10% of the increase, not of what you're doing.
No.
Okay. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but you know,
Silverman, just for time's sake, how big's the tithe you pay to the government?
That's for me, my work. That's not
how much of a tithe. Folks, the government gets the tithe before the church does. And who gave some guy a right to charge me $50 because I missed $1.50 toll? Huh? Covetousness. Covetousness. Why? Because everything they do is wicked, evil. Everything they do. The heart is continuously evil. The heart of man, unrestrained by Christ. And sadly, a lot of it, the heart of man restrained by Christ. It's hard to get. Don't you see? It's all covetousness. Everything tax the rich. Why are the rich rich? Because they covet. Why are the poor poor? Because they don't have any. They want what the rich has. What does government do? What does the Democratic Party do? They play off of covetousness. It's their number one weapon. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich, rich. I was born black. I didn't have a chance. I was born black. I wish I had what Whitey has. Oh, yeah. I was born Italian. I wish I was born German. It's all, yeah. Winding down. Got 3 minutes left. What do you think, man?
I think that blacks who are whining that Whitey has everything are a bunch of lazy bastards, basically.
Well, it's covetousness, though, isn't it, Vinny? And you know why they whine about it? Because they know ultimately they're going to get it. They're going to get it. They know they will. But Harry Reid's going to give it to them. Now, why does – I'm sorry, not Harry Reid, but Mitch McConnell. Now, why does Mitch McConnell want to pass a health care bill? Because he coveted the money that the lobbyists were giving him. He coveted it. And why are those other guys out? Because they coveted the money that the lobbyists were giving out. They coveted it. And they decided, hey, listen, I'm either going to sell out me or I'm going to sell out the people. I guess I'll sell out the people. Hell, they'll never know it. I'll sell out the people, and then I'll get a lot of money. And when I retire in Congress after 24 years, I'll be a multimillionaire. Or I could be the Clintons. I could start my own global initiative and rake in literally hundreds of millions of dollars. And you know what?
And whack anybody that gets in your way.
And whack anybody that gets in your way. Hey, by the way, she almost got elected president. You know that?
Oof.
She almost got elected president because the people are too damn stupid to see the nefarious nature of covetousness.
They could see it, but they valued the covet.
They want to vote. They wanted to vote Hillary in because they knew she was a good thief and she'd go steal it for them. We vote Hillary in, she'll rob the rich for us. Robin Hood, this would be great if we get Hillary in there. Get Hillary in there.
Hmm.
So,
wealth.
What's that?
Donald Trump just tweeted, as I have always said, let Obamacare fail and then come together and do a great health care plan. Stay tuned.
Man, oh man. Yeah, but why not? We shouldn't be with him. He's 3 times divorced. He grabbed a woman by the P word. Hillary goes to church, doesn't she? Hillary, she's a good Christian woman. She's a good Christian. Huh?
Not.
Not. Man, I'm out of time already. I'm out of time. Question of the day. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who will go do that, boys?
That's not a
question. What I'm trying to do.
It's not a question. Not a question. A recruiting poster.
Right.
It's a call. Uncle Sam wants you. That's right. Almighty God wants you. God bless you. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Amen.